Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Arm Yourselves, Already in Progress.
You know, I mean, Jesus, you know, he's kind of stupid. You know, he can say things and don't mean what he says. Are you kidding me? That's kind of that's what we look at, isn't it, Kim?
Absolutely.
We look at God as, is God stupid? Do you think he's stupid?
No.
Do you think if he said this, he's big enough to make it come to pass?
Absolutely.
Then he's given us all these great and precious promises. So because of these great and precious promises, we can become partakers of the divine nature of God. These promises belong to you and me. Do they not? Wow. These signs shall follow them that believe. You notice how he put that in there. These signs shall follow them that believe. Not just everybody, but only them that believe. You got to believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. And he's not really so hard to get along with. He just wants you to say, Lord, I believe. I remember when Mike and Gracie, when he had his back trouble and had been having it for years, when he was in there in the bathroom that day working on the bathroom and he got to hurting so bad he couldn't go no more. He said, honey, that's it. I'm down. I can't do nothing else. My back's killing me. This lovely bride of his had been sitting in this church listening to some of these things I'm teaching. And she said, you know, Mike, Thurman showed us in the Bible that God said if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him for, he'll do it for us. You reckon he really meant that, Gracie? But you had never tried it to this point. But you did today. So you said, I'm going to pray for you, and God, I believe with all my heart God's going to heal your back. And you did that and thanked the Lord for doing it. And your wonderful husband got healed how quick? In one heartbeat. And that's, how long ago was that, Mike?
About 5 years.
4 or 5 years ago. Wow. And you hadn't had back trouble since?
No.
Work every day. Of course, you know, you shouldn't have back trouble. He's in the business he's in, he's really a lightweight lifter. You know, they never have to lift anything heavy. He's in the automotive truck business. You know, everything they pick up weighs less, more than 100 pounds. But he's got a strong back. But the promise, how long had the promise been there, Mike?
A long time.
A lot, at least 2,000 years. We don't believe. When we pray and ask for something, what if you pray and ask for something, and what if the manifestation had not have taken place right there? It would have been real easy for the enemy to deceive you. You say, it didn't work. But what if you didn't receive your promise when you pray? Does that mean God's word don't work? No, it did work, didn't it?
Yes.
That's like that guy, I remember that story, that guy that went to Africa. And every night of the meeting, he's over there all week long. Every night of the meeting, there would be a woman come up, she's totally blind. Totally blind. She'd come up and say, I can't see, I want you to pray for me. So he'd cast out the spirit, command that thing to leave and to go away and to never come back. And then ask the Lord to heal her eyes. And he'd say, thank you, Lord, it's done. And he'd say, okay, woman, you can go. I've done all I can do. Next night, she's back up again. Same thing. Still totally blind. I want you to pray for me. He breaks the curse, kicks out the devil, says, Lord, heal her in Jesus' name. It's done. Now, woman, you're done. Go. I can't do nothing else. Jesus, it's his hands now. Nothing happened. Every night, he did this for 7 days. Every night, broke the curse, kicked out the devil, commanded him to go and to never come back, and she couldn't see a thing, not a thing. And then the seventh night when she came up and he did it, when he commanded the spirit to leave, she screamed, I can see perfect. She could see perfect. And her eyes were completely, now then they're all excited. Everybody's excited. They're getting her to read things for them and all kinds of stuff because she can see perfect. And then, of course, the next day or two, whenever he finally gets started on the airplane back home, he says, Lord, I have a question. I have a problem. I prayed for that woman 7 times. How come the first six times it didn't work? See, that's the way we are. Because we don't see everything he sees. He said, oh, son, my word worked every time. He said, but you didn't know the woman had seven demons. You only commanded one to come out. So every night when you commanded one to come out, he came out. He left. He obeyed my word. But there was still another one and another one and another one in there. Every night. See, finally, the seventh night, you were down to the last one. There's only one left. So when you commanded it to leave, it had to leave. There's nothing to blind her eyes. She can see. So he said, my word worked every time. Just think, when we go through something like this and the word doesn't appear to work for us for the first time we pray, we think God don't love us. He didn't love me.
That's a lie.
But that's what we think. But see, it don't make any difference. You made peace with God through the blood of Jesus. And he loves you just as much as he does Cheryl.
Yeah.
You know, or me. You know, ain't no favorite, ain't no favorites in the kingdom. But the old devil, he's really sharp, you know. Whenever we pray and nothing happens, he'll come right over to you and say, you old worthless critter, you know God's not going to do nothing good for an old worthless thing like you.
Get behind me, Satan.
Amen. Well, you better know that. Because if you don't, he'll get you.
Right.
I mean, he'll do it every time. You know, when you pray for something and it don't happen, just think. When I prayed for my granddaughter the first time and I walked off, if I'd have walked off and it didn't happen. I fought that battle for my granddaughter for 30 days down there at Cook's Medical Center before she even moved a foot. 30 days. And then after she started moving a little, they couldn't believe it. I mean, 2.5 weeks into this, when they finally said, well, we're going to unplug her. And when we do, she's going to decease. We don't know how she's lived this long, but when we unplug her, she will decease. There's no way with a severed brain stem, there is no way this child can live. It's obvious we don't believe John 15:7. But John 15:7 says, what does John 15:7 say?
If you abide in me,
you abide. Okay. If what?
If you abide in me.
Oh, now here, there's a requirement on this one, isn't there? In other words, you got to be spending some time with the Master. If my words abide in, what did that say, Miss Carrie? If my words abide in you, and you can ask me, I told up in Baltimore, not Baltimore, yeah, Baltimore. I told Baltimore this last week, Miss Carrie's story, how that her and her husband went down to Florida after her relative, aunt, whatever it was, her cousin, had been given the final diagnosis, sent her to hospice, it's over. And so whenever Carrie got that message, she said, you know, the Bible says we should go lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. Did it say that?
Yes.
We can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Mark 16, it did say a while ago, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, are you a believing believer? You better be. If you ain't, we're going to get you. We're gonna drive nails in you or something. I don't know what we're going to do to you, but we're going to do something. If we're going to keep on and keep on until we get through to you that the Word of God means what it says.
Amen.
And so because when you finally get to the point where you believe it, just like Carrie, when her and her husband went down to Florida, I mean, they're thinking, they're praying, they're doing everything, and they know that she's been sent to hospice. And they walk in, and of course, when you walk in and look at somebody in hospice, what do you have a tendency to do when you look at somebody in hospice?
Give up.
That's right, because they look awful, don't they? Miss Carrie looked at her cousin and saw how bad she looked, and she got into the flesh, like we all do. I mean, we think it's us. It ain't us that's doing it, is it, Mike? It's the Master. So she said, oh my goodness, she looks awful. And Jesus knew what she was going through. So anyway, when she looked at, oh my goodness, she looks awful, the Lord spoke to her and says, Carrie, Jesus prayed for Lazarus and he had only been dead 4 days and he came forth. This woman's still alive. Yeah, all you need to do is just pray for her or lay hands on her or whatever he told her to do. But she that boosted her faith back up now. She heard the Lord speak. And boy, I'm glad he speaks to us, aren't you? Because sometimes we just can't have faith for nothing and if we're not hearing his audible voice. But if we have the written word, it makes no difference. If we got the word of God, it can't fail, can it, Kim?
No, it cannot.
Now, just like Kim and praying for that little girl, that with the face tore all to pieces, she said, now I'm going to pray for you, and Jesus, my Jesus is going to take away these scars. I guarantee he's going to take away these scars. She was very emphatic about that, that her Jesus was going to remove these scars because she asked him to.
That's right.
And he did. And then 17 or 18? 18.
Accepted Christ.
Yeah,
and dedicated their life.
Isn't that something?
These are elementary age children.
How old were these little children?
Elementary. They go from third to fifth grade.
Accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. I'm telling you. Yes, that's what I say. We give him praise, Lord. And to think the Master gave us all these awesome promises. But if we don't get our answer, do we give up?
No.
No, just think about Dave. You know, Dave, we prayed for Dave, and I mean, we did everything, and we prayed, we broke the curses over Dave, we kicked out devils, we prayed for him, we done everything every Sunday, and sometimes during the week, same thing. It didn't appear that nothing was happening. In fact, a year came and went, and that day that Dave walked right up there, and he looked at me, and he had a pair of short breeches on with no shoes, he looked awful, and he said, Pastor, it doesn't appear to be working. I said, Dave, repent. God's word. I said, you ain't going to get no sympathy from me. I said, I ain't going to, oh, you look, come over here and sit down, you poor dear thing. I said, no, absolutely not. I said, repent for your sin, your sins of unbelief. The scripture said these signs shall follow them that believe. It didn't say maybe or it might. It says they shall follow. I said, in the name of Jesus, we're going to drive out these devils. And I said, Dave, I want you to start putting your name in there. I, Dave Rosenfeld, command these spirits to leave me and to go away and to never come back. Now, devil, it is written in Luke 10, 19 and 20, I have power over you and you got to obey me in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, thank you for these promises that you give us. You said I can become a partaker of the divine nature of God because of what you did on that cross. So I'm receiving that for me and my life in Jesus' name. And I said, and don't give up.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Arm Yourselves, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.